Shal Mishvi Yostaf Membeis, the new Perek. Mishnah discusses the halachas of Shviyas, okay, to Din of Eretz Yisrael, Dafka, and where it's and when not in Chutz Laretz, and as to what the mitzvah is, the Raisha, the Rabbanon, and is all of Eretz Yisrael is the same. The Mishnah discusses all these different aspects. Shlosh Haaretz of the Shviyas. There are three different areas regarding the laws of Shviyas. First one, Kalachse Golim Mibavel, Eretz Yisrael Ad Gziv. Whoever borders were Kivush Eretz Yisrael, were conquered in Eretz Yisrael, that went from who? From the Oli Bavel, those who came up from Bavel in the time of Ezra, went as far as Ad Gziv, extended as far north as Gziv. And that is all Din of Eretz Yisrael. And that is the halakha of the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, was a place called Gziv, which is close to the Mediterranean Sea. And the halakha is over there, Nechavol Neva, any produce that grew there during Shviz, you can't eat it after the Tunzman of Beer, Neva. And the halakha, you know how to work the land, the Kunda halakha is a Shviz. So Beer, laws of Beer apply, that the field, long as nothing is left in the field, it becomes Aser. And if it halakha is also the din of Shviyas, all the halakhas of things that grow in the ground have a din of Isur Shviyas. This is the halakha that we find in the din of Shviyas, negated to the din of Eretz Yisrael, that whatever is considered biblical Eretz Yisrael is considered as a chiyuv. And there, each of them are divided up, Eretz Yisrael, three different tekufos, where we, the halakhas of Shviyas, is contingent upon the halakhas of Beer and Shviyas. And the first chiluk, the first part that was by Oli Bavel, that was conquered by Oli Bavel, this is the halakha that Achuyev of Lanechav Lanebad, Lagayat in Beer, and the din of Shviyas itself. Exactly what the halakha is, whether Shviyas today is Drabbanan Daraisa, there's no basic mikdash. Is there a din of the rights of the Rabbanan? Is a machlokes, tremendous machlokes, Rishonim and Achronim, and Shulchan Aruch and beyond. And most of the poskim seem to learn that it's a Rabbanan, and bring many rayas towards that throughout this perek. That's the first chelik of Eretz Yisrael. The second kufa culture exaboy are the Mitzrayim. Megziv ad Nahor ad Amona. Whatever borders were conquered by those who came from Mitzrayim, the time of Yoshua. Again, even earlier than that period, but they were not, again, part of Eretz Yisrael when Oli Bavel came. Then, which is area we're talking about, from Gziv Adnad Admona, from Gziv till the Egyptian River, which was in the corner, the southwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, that's called Admona, up to the Admona in the north, that was the part that was considered Eretz Yisrael at that time by the early Mitzrayim, the time of Yoshua, but were not part of the part that was later in the Oli Bavel, was not part of Eretz Yisrael. In this status, in this area, Nechav lo Nevad, the Shviyas that grows there, you can eat it. However, lo Nevad, and even you can eat it even after the time of Beor. However, the land itself, you can't work during Shviyas. So it has, it knows this halakha l'chayra is valid to Rabbanon, because otherwise it wouldn't be nafkamina between the Beor and between the Nechal and Nevad. But the fact that over here, we see that there is a difference. And this halakha, these areas have to be din of Shviyas, in that the Drabbanon, Negeya 2, again, Negeya to Nechal, Avala Nevad. What about the third area, Menano, Mamona, Ulefnim, the river in the south, Mamona to the north, which means away from Eretz Yisrael? Halakha is Nechal the Nevad. You're allowed to eat it, even if they're beer, and you're allowed to work the field, because it's considered, in a sense, din of Chutz Laretz. It's considered already outside the borders of din of Eretz Yisrael. This could take, considered way beyond the Syrian border today. It could be far, all the way far north, out of the current border of Eretz Yisrael. Dispute is exactly how far this would go, which river we're talking about. According to the river we're talking about, the Nachal Mitzrayim, which Torah discusses, that is part of the southern wall, the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. So in this part over there, these are different categories, three categories, El Abavel, El Mitzrayim, and the Chutz Laretz. These are the halakhas of Dinei Shviyas, which again is three categories, though there are many subcategories to this, where the halakhas apply. And these ones, Nechal V'Nevad, the third category is even Nechal V'Nevad. The Gemara discusses, tries to understand where it gets a din only in Eretz Yisrael. Why not even the Chutz Laretz? Is there a din of Dinah Shviyas? In the land of Eretz Yisrael, you're mechuyev to make the halakas of Shvias via Tamachayav Nasos b'chutzot. But in Chutzot, you don't have to make the lands of Hilchos Tuyas Bar. It's not to apply in Eretz Yisrael, but does not apply in Chutzlaretz. Chukim Mishpatim, dafka apply there, but outside Chutzlaretz does not apply. That's based upon the reading of the pasuk. Now, Yaakov Afilu Beitzushen Anulus Baretz. Maybe I'll even think the mitzvah not totally Baretz. Lo knows about Shalmi and Eretz Yisrael. There's other mitzvahs also. Chukim Mishpatim apply not dafka mitzvahs totally Baretz, but even stam mitzvahs. They go maybe only dafka in Eretz Yisrael is mitzvahs, not Chutzlaretz. Tamen Loim and Daretz says Nashom Lachem Ben Yiftal Avavkem Vechor Avashem Lachem. Even if you're going to Gol and you sin, and you go away, and you go at Golus, it will always be to you. You always have to follow them, even wherever you are, even if you're banished, if you get into Golus, all these halakas still apply to you. The halakas of the Torah still apply to you, that have not totally been mitzvahs to your baretz. Baruch Bagmar says, what do you see from the pasuk? On tefillin, example, this is tefillin was Talmud Torah. A tefillin in Talmud Torah. Prototype example is tefillin and Talmud Torah, which is not to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's ain't tluya ba'aretz. Nei alok is yibachuyev in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So too, or any other mitzvah as well that you are yibachuyev to. It says a din of chovas hakarka, chovas haguf. Two different types of mitzvahs that are here, all these type of mitzvahs together, apply the same halakha, apply in Eretz Chutz La'aretz, even if you're not there, and if you've never been in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Golus, all the years, it never changes, the halakhas of the Torah still apply, and anything that's not mitzvahs, tluya ba'aretz itself. So the Megillah continues. Maybe you think once the Klai Yisrael went into Golus, Eretz Yisrael, halacha is that all mitzvahs tluyas ba'aretz are potter, even if later they come back to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the original, as we say, Kitcher Rishona, lo Kitcher Liyasad Lavo, the Kedusha stopped. And Mela, therefore, you would think that maybe that even though you went back to Eretz Yisrael, you're still potter, because but the Kedusha is aretz. So the Pasuk says, no. So we ask what Kol Hashav min Hashav Yisukos Ve'eshu Sukos. It says that all the people that came back, all those that came back from their captivity, Gemara made sukkah and lived in sukkahs. Kolosu Yamev Mimei Yeshua Ben Nun. They hadn't done this from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun until that day. They never sat in sukkahs. There was no din mitzvah. But when they came back, now they made it because now the mitzvah is continued. The pasuk in Nechemiah, now the mitzvah, all the mitzvahs continued. Why do you call it Yeshu? Why do you call it? It should be it's Yoshua. Why do you call it Yeshua? Why are you spelling it different than without the hey? Why are you spelling it unusual? Because we took away a little bit from the covet of this tzaddik Yoshua, who was already dead in his grave. For the tzaddik that was in his time. Now it's since Lamaisa, in the discourse of the tzaddik. There was a pogam makosif. There were pogam in the kavod of a tzaddik bekever, referring to Yeshua already passed on because of the kavod of Ezra, his great kavod, because he was the one who brought Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael to continue the mitzvahs, even though most people did not want to go. Asara Yuchsin Mibavel, Bevel, and Lamar Kedushin, that only a small group of people went back. Most of them did not want to go back, but he went back. Bemela, therefore, Ezra Sefer, his name is prominently mentioned we shorten Yeshua's name to give the extra chashivas to Ezra, because since Ezra only was able to bring back a few of the people, most of the people did not want to come back, so it's pagam in Ezra's covered. So it would be Yeshua written fully. Yeshua would be written fully. We would take away from the covered of Ezra, so we cut Yeshua's name. So therefore, it gives a pagam that, now, even though Yeshua was much greater than Ezra, obviously, he was an early generation, but now, since Marafula, Yeshua makes Ezra Kiyam Gadol, Ezra, we want to give Ezra's greater, because Ezra's alive. Ezra's greater than Yeshua now, because he's alive to be able to do the right thing. Yeshua Kiyam Ashto, Yuvashaito, the Ezra, Ezra Gadolimeno. It would be in the time of Yeshua, Ashaito, the Ezra, if it would be the Yeshua, even though Yeshua would be alive, so Ezra would be considered more chashuv. And therefore, to give a kavod, to raise a statue of Ezra, who looks bad in the sense that he only brought back a few people, a small minority, male. Therefore, we changed the spelling of Yeshua to give more chashivas, more kavod to Ezra HaSefer. The Brisa continues to explain. Hekesh b'yosam Yisrael b'yosam Yeshua. We have the look. We make a hekesh between coming back, Kaisel coming back, and Ezra's dying to coming back in Yeshua. Ma b'yosam Yeshua. But through another, you discover that they were originally parted from the mitzvah, certain mitzvahs. Now they came back to Mechuyev, b'yosam Ezra. So to the days of Ezra, to not even a chavah, they were actually parted. And then they became Mechuyev when they came back to Eretz Yisrael. They came back. Now, we're talking about the mitzvah of Sukkah, but the same thing applies. They didn't do Sukkah before. Memela, therefore, now that they had the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Sukkah, it was nice if it added upon them or obligated to them when they came back in. Just like Yeshua, the Messiah, the mitzvah, when they came back, so too was the, we added on Yeshua, in the time of Ezra as well, they didn't keep Sukkah, now they kept Sukkah. Minus Kaivu. What was the chayiv? What level did the chayiv him? They became obligated on mitzvahs of Torah, the ksiv, the yakash makarash Yeshua of Zechav Yerisha. So I gave you the land of your forefathers, of the land of Yerisha, and I tell you that we hikish Yeshua shul Yeshua of Zechav. We make a hikish from the Yerusha. Your Yerusha, the Yerusha of your father, my Yerusha of the Torah, of Yerusha of the Torah. So to all the mitzvahs that you have, mitzvahs maestros, that made the Doraisa, all mechuyev, to on this mitzvah to be able they had the same chi of Ezra when he brought them back, they now had the mitzvahs, chi of mitzvahs, tlius baretz, came back to them in a level of deraisa that was there before, just like it came back in the time of Yehoshua. That's one way to dash in the pasik, and the Mara continues tomorrow dash in the pasik in a few different ways as well.